Are you a terrible drone pilot? Hey, it's not easy. Well, the Phantom 4 from DJI could be the drone for you. The review, coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, drone geeks should be relatively happy soon. The Phantom 4 arrives in Apple stores March 15th with key advances. It's essentially the first consumer drone that can sense and avoid trees, buildings, moving objects, you name it. Our very own Jeff Fowler got his hands on the fancy new drone. He, of course, is our tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal. He took the Phantom 4 out for a little spin and joins us now from San Francisco with his review. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Phantom 4, a key factor here seems to be that it can sense and avoid things that are on the ground. What's the technology involved in this?
Yeah, well, drones have been kind of dangerous things for novices like you and me to fly. We love the shots that we can get up there in the sky, but it's really nervous when you're, you know, operating this thing with a controller unless you have a lot of time to spend to learn it. So what the Phantom 4 brings is computer vision. It's the first kind of consumer drone that's got kind of an array of cameras built into it that can see obstacles in front of and beneath it and either stop before it hits them or in certain autonomous modes kind of find a new flight path around them. And I think that's kind of a game changer for drones, at least in terms of being cameras that fly for ordinary consumers.
Right, right. So how does this kind of technology hold up against human error?
I would say it is not a foolproof camera yet. It is not, you can't be promised that it won't ever crash, but it certainly will keep a lot more of us out of trouble. I have many photographer friends who bought drones in the last year or so as they've become popular, and almost every single one of them has ended up crashing their drone into a tree, a building, you name it. So what this tech can do is, you know, it's first stages, right? This is really the first consumer drone with computer vision. But it can see if something is in front of it. And so who knows how many drones end up dying because they hit a tree in front of it or a building, but this will at least stop those.
Cool. So let's break down a few of the things that this drone can do. As a pilot, what kinds of new powers do you have with the Phantom 4?
Yeah, so now that the thing can see, what it lets you do is put it in some autonomous modes that really would have been kind of too dangerous to use before. So, for example, it's got one mode where you're looking at the phone screen that shows you what the drone is seeing up there in the sky, and you just tap on a point you want it to go to, and it goes there. And let's say between where it is right now and that point that you tapped, there's, a tree or a building or something, it'll find a way around it and kind of make its own way there safely. And the other coolest and probably also creepiest mode is a follow me mode where, again, it uses its optical sensors. You draw a picture or you draw a little box around what it sees of a human. It could be yourself or someone else. And then it will just follow that person around. So I did one where I was running around a field and the drone was following me, and if there were obstacles in the way, it kind of went around them. So it truly is that idea of your own personal flying paparazzi that is taking pictures of you as you go around.
Wow. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the specs. First, let's start off with the battery life. How long can these things stay afloat?
This one's going to go up 28 minutes, which still is not a tremendously long time. Battery is perhaps the other biggest problem that drone technology faces. But it is longer than previous models, which were closer to 20 minutes.
Gotcha. So let's talk about some more specs, namely the camera and video. I understand they're a little sleeker, a little more impressive.
Yeah, it's a 4K camera. Can also take 12 megapixels still images. Mm-hmm. And it looked nice. It's the same sensor as in previous DJI drones, but it's actually got a new lens on it that makes it much sharper around the edges. But the coolest thing about this camera is that it comes with this built-in gimbal, which stabilizes it. So I took this thing up in some really rocky winds the other day, And I was like even kind of nervous to have it up there because it was kind of getting buffeted by the wind so much. Sure. And yet the video that came out of it looks perfectly still, like I had a Steadicam that was flying in the sky. So this thing really gives kind of novices instantly that kind of Hollywood look to their footage.
Wow. So it sounds like it's really solid, but I guess it's not perfect, right? Nothing is. But what did you find in terms of the drawbacks?
Yeah, well, the one thing folks need to know is that that computer vision, the thing that can avoid crashing, letting you crash into things, has some significant limitations. First of all, it is not fine resolution enough to see power lines. Can't see netting either. So power lines are another frequent killer of drones, so definitely keep it away from those. Another thing is it doesn't have cameras on top or in the back of it. So if you back up into something or, like, rise up into it, it won't be able to stop you from doing that. I'm sure future generations of drones will add cameras in those places, but for now, all you've got is the front and underneath.
So if you're a new pilot, you're just sort of getting your feet wet, is the Phantom 4 a good new gadget for beginners?
Yeah, I think so, because, it's the first time that I've flown a drone where I didn't feel like I was kind of moments away, you know, one bad decision away from having a crash. There's that extra safety in there. You know, it's like one of those luxury cars out there now that can brake for you before you hit into a tree or keep you in the lanes on the road or even park for you. It's using all the data out there and the intelligence really to make life easier for you as the driver or the pilot. That said, it is pricey. Drone prices have come down a lot in the last year or so. You can get great ones now, even from DJI, for as little as $400-$500. This one is $1,400, right. So it's going to cost you. And I'm sure, again, those prices will come down in the year, months and years to come. But for now, if you've got that to spend, and lots of people do spend that on a fancy new SLR camera or whatnot, mm-hmm. I definitely would recommend this one just because of that extra safety feature.
Very good. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
You bet.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. You can check out more podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.